When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and an installment of 12 Habits. 12 Habits is a year-long project where together we will strive to make or break habits each month. Now, we all know there are habits and lifestyle choices that are good for us, yet trying to incorporate them into daily life can be so much of a challenge that they quickly fall by the wayside. And that can make us feel as though we, the individual, has failed, when in actual fact, it's the method that's not quite right, not you at all. So in 12 Habits, we'll spend a month unpicking the challenges, figuring out our way over, under, and through the barriers to making these habits stick so that they can become parts of our lives in a way that's sustainable. Because there is no point trying to stick to a habit if you have chosen to do it in a way that you can't adhere to and maintain, and that will look different for everyone. So our fifth habit is all about establishing non-negotiables so that you get that endorphin high of achieving something you've set your mind to every single day. And in this episode, we want to close off the habit because this will hit your ears on the penultimate day of the month. So for that reason, I shan't linger too long on the whys and wherefores. I think we've done that over the last few episodes. But I do know from your messages that a lot of you felt challenged by this habit in a really good way. So you shifted your non-negotiables around a little bit. Maybe the five that you started with aren't the five that you're finishing with. You learned a lot about what you need from your daily life through these habits, and that you perhaps didn't know some of those things before or didn't know them as clearly as you know now. And so one example that springs to mind is the listener who emailed me to say that if they drink a litre of water before 12, they've noticed they suffered less from that mid-afternoon slump and that thinking of, I really need a coffee at 3 o'clock. And they wouldn't have put two and two together about the litre of water before noon had it not been for having drink 2 litres of water a day on their non-negotiables. So the purpose of this month's habit was to implement a few daily processes that would make you feel better, whether that's satisfied that you'd stuck to a goal, pleased that you were ticking things off your list, knowing that they would make you feel great. But it was also a chance to take a look at what you prioritize. And I guess the question we need to ask is, are you prioritizing yourself? Because if you found during this habit that you were having to sacrifice any of these habits, not because of your own time management or because you just didn't want to that day, that was all fine. We weren't aiming for perfection. But if you were having to sacrifice any of them or anything like that because of external demands on you, then that's something to pay attention to. It really isn't selfish to say, I need to do this for me. It isn't selfish to prioritize the things that will make you feel good, as long as it obviously isn't at anyone else's expense. And I'm sure everyone listening to this can think of a time where they maybe bit their tongue and missed out on something or didn't do something because of something that someone said, maybe an external pressure. And it kind of sits with you for a while, doesn't it? You think, oh, why did I? And I can think, and I'm talking about a few years ago now, I remember I was working on a particular project and I wasn't feeling great. And I wasn't feeling great mentally, I wasn't feeling great emotionally, and I wasn't feeling great physically. So I was not in the happiest of places. This is sort of pre or very early days with the podcast. And I remember all I wanted to do was go to the doctor because it had got to the point where that feeling was just like, I just need to go and talk to somebody about this. And there was an appointment in the diary, and we were trying to plan an appointment in the diary for this work project. And the time that they said, I said, oh, I think I can get a doctor's appointment then. And a particular colleague rolled their eyes at me when I said, is it possible that we can do our appointment later so that I can take this appointment with the doctor? And that eye roll, oh, I still remember it to this day. What happened? Obviously, I cancelled my doctor's appointment and I obviously had to wait weeks for another one to come up, all because I let that eye roll and someone else's needs, not even needs, just like opinion, supersede my own. I went against my better judgment. So I know that you're smart. I know that you're very smart people, but even smart people can fall into this trap. And while I hope your daily non-negotiables have made you feel truly excellent this month, I hope that what else has been achieved by doing these daily non-negotiables is that you've developed that sense of what's important enough to you to say yes to, and not to let no happen to you for a reason that isn't valid. And not to let these things fall down your to-do list, whether it's because of you're getting in the way, you're getting in your own way, and we talk about that a lot on the show, but especially if you're letting someone else get in the way of the things that are making you feel good or that you need to do to feel good or just to get through the day. So that is the end of our non-negotiables habit. Thank you to everyone who has taken the time during this habit to get in touch and to share with me the five habits that they chose. I know some of you didn't do five. I know some of you did three and four, but everyone's habits were great. Thank you for all of your updates. I love reading those on email. If you want to get in touch with me, email me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter where I'm at Emma Guns. But please don't be shy about joining the Facebook forum. The link to join is in the show notes. And if you join that forum, start a conversation. Please don't be shy about starting a conversation. Let's have a chat in there about your habits, about anything else that you would like on the show. If you would like a particular habit, we sounds depressing to say, but we're halfway through this habit nearly, so we only have a finite number left. So please do let me know if there are any habits that you want tackled before the end of the year. Do that in the Facebook group, do it on email, do it via DM, whatever you feel most comfortable with. But thank you so much to everybody who has participated, who has taken the time to get involved with this habit. I've had a great time. I'm definitely drinking more water, she says, looking at her AirUp bottle container. This has actually been a recent discovery, but this AirUp bottle is just fabulous. But maybe I'll put the link to that in the show notes too. It just makes drinking those 2 liters of water every day so easy. So that's the end of non-negotiables. If you are not yet subscribed to the newsletter, I urge you to subscribe, because that's where you will hear about any new habit on the first of every month. So that's how you're going to get the news direct to your inbox. So subscribe. And of course, you know where the link to find that subscription is. Go to the link in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for taking part. I hope that you're enjoying this habit series. I know I am. If you have any suggestions, please don't be shy about getting in touch. I will see you on the next one.